Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Time to warn you about the scams and spams going around right now. Tom Johnson is with the Better Business Bureau. Tom, good morning. This is alarming. The Better Business Bureau reporting that online shopping fraud has increased by 125%. What do we need to watch out for here?
Bob, it is indeed scary. Online shopping has become so prevalent, of course, that sometimes people see a pop-up social media ad or they're searching the internet and they get all kinds of sponsored websites. But a lot of these can be fraudulent, especially with social media pop-up ads. And they'll take you to a site and usually they entice you because they have that one almost impossible to find item and they've got it at a great price. So that's a red flag right there.
So because it's the holidays, the scammers are targeting people who shop online, aren't they?
They are. Scammers love fear. They love deadlines. They love tight pressure. And they love times when people will be more distracted. And there's no more distracted time than the holidays because we all have a lot on our minds and are trying to accomplish a lot.
Seems like every week there's a new scam involving a call you get from somebody allegedly with the police. And what have you heard that's going on in McHenry County?
So they seem to target different areas and then go to a different area after they get done with a certain piece of the county or city or area. And the latest one's been McHenry County Sheriff's, where they call citizens and they say they're the police and they've missed a jury date and they're going to be arrested or fined. And, of course, they have the answer, too. Well, you could pay the fine right now and just answer your jury summons. The problem is, not only can you lose money, but you can also lose all of your banking information. Because before they demand payment, they'll say, oh, we want to verify that this is you because you say you didn't get that summons. So they'll start asking for Social Security address, and they collect all this information, and then they ask for a bank transfer. And if you give them your routing number and your checking number, it's just gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, fear and distraction.
Sneaky. They're often posing as sheriff's office employees. ComEd and the Better Business Bureau are warning about a utility scam. Tell us about this.
So this is high time for utility scams, too. It usually happens when the weather really starts to get cold and hot. And they start calling around, and again, they use the same technique. You didn't pay your bill, we're going to shut off your electricity. And just know, no utility company will make that kind of call to you ever. And again, people think, oh my God, we've talked to a lot of business owners who get this call about 11 o'clock in the morning. It seems like they systematically go after people for like lunch service, dinner service, and the business owner, and this happens to consumers as well, think, oh my God, my power is going to go out. And so they just wire this money away. And then, you know, later on they, you know, find out that that money never went anywhere, toward a utility bill.
Sneaky stuff, scams and spams. Tom Johnson, Better Business Bureau. Appreciate the alert. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Bob.